Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Imagine a year where Zach could have picked the movie Way of the Dragon for the Year of the Dragon, which not only would have been a great cinematic experience, but a great movie pick for the Chinese New Year. But instead he picked frogs.
What year is that, Zach?
The year is 1972, and I've never been more disappointed.
Frogs!
Me, that does not get easier. Oh god, where are? Oh, it stinks. What is that smell? Oh, where? Oh, my foot, it's stuck in some mud. And oh, we're in like a swamp. What was that? Oh, there's tons of frogs everywhere.
Ribbit.
Wow, they sound very like aggressive.
Ribbit.
Oh my goodness, that frog growled at me. Wow.
Ribbit.
I'm so terrified right now of the nature.
Ribbit.
Oh, that one's having a little dance.
No.
I don't know what that frog's doing.
I'm a frog man. Ribbit, 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 ribbit. Zach, it's me. I'm the frog.
Oh, yeah, wait, Sandro?
I pranked you.
I pranked you again. I'm not sure how you managed to get that off. I thought you were just a really big frog for some reason.
No, I'm the frog man. Ribbit, 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 rib, ribbit, ribbit. Every day I'm ribbiting. Rib, 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 rib,
this
ribbit.
Is your bit? This is the bit you chose to do?
Ah, you're stuck in time. Get wrecked. I can do whatever I want.
I hate this, like, deranged, crazy Sandra. This is my least favorite character we've had.
Yeah, well, you picked frogs, so fuck you as well.
No, you know what? That's fair. I deserve it. Look, I saw a poster.
Yes.
And I thought we were going to have a horror movie about frogs. And I was excited. I was like, you know what? There isn't enough frog-related horror media out there.
Are there any other... I'll do research.
Yeah, I go for it. I'm just saying, there's not enough frog-related horror media.
Yes.
And I was hoping this would cure my need for such amphibian terror.
Mm.
But it sadly did not.
What do you mean?
Well, it was an hour and a half of watching white people accidentally kill themselves. And frogs were there.
There were frogs present. Yes, this is true.
There was a lot of scenery shots.
Mm.
If you like nature documentaries, watch something else.
If you like Florida, oh boy, are you going to appreciate the shots in this movie.
Yeah. If you like pictures of swamp, dead animals, and dumb white people,
yes,
then you would still probably be better just going to Florida.
Yeah.
At least they're on crack there. It would have been more entertaining.
So we'll do non-spoilers, then spoilers, but also who fucking cares? First, you're spoiler-free. Oh, yeah. My name's Sandra, you're Zach. This is Oldie Buddy Goody. We're reviewing frogs. Yeah, this movie was awful.
Spoiler-free. There's no frogs in this fucking frog film.
No, Zach, there are a lot of frogs. In fact, about 500 Florida frogs. Ooh. And 100 South American frogs.
Whoa.
Were bought to be in this movie.
That's crazy.
And they all escaped during production.
Wow. That's so... First off, that's really bad.
Yes.
About a film that's literally its message is like, you've got to take care of the environment, right?
Was that its message?
That's what I think it was trying to say.
It was trying to.
It was so bad and so long. It's an hour and a half long.
Yes.
And this movie could have been 15 minutes long, I think.
Yes.
Which is the shortest amount of time I think I can allot to a movie we've ever seen.
I think this could definitely be a 15 to 20 minute long YouTube horror film.
Yeah, absolutely.
That some students made.
Absolutely. And I think that's the shortest amount of time I can remember being able to condense a movie.
I think you're right.
So much nothing happened.
Yeah.
But also, I wanted some frog horror. And we got nature horror.
That's right. This movie is an eco-horror about snakes, about
lizards,
turtles.
Geckos,
yeah.
Spiders,
yep.
Bigger tarantulas.
Tarantulas. They're all involved in the murdering of people.
Crocodiles, yeah.
But the frogs are just there and they don't do anything.
No! Literally no one dies to a frog. Not a single person in this film. Sorry, we're in the non-spoiler bit, so
yes.
Non-spoilers. My first non-spoiler is, don't see this movie, because it's garbage.
I think it's funny. We had a fun time watching this. We had to make our own fun.
Yeah. This is a great one to put on the background at a party.
Yes.
Get wasted,
yes.
And laugh at how dumb it is.
That's right. Neither of us had a drink while watching this movie.
And I think that ruined my experience. Look, I got 2 hours less sleep than normal last night.
Why'd you do that?
Because I tried to go to bed early and it backfired.
So you ended up staying up later.
I stayed up later.
Yeah.
And it was like warm.
Yeah.
It was really hot in Australia right now.
Yeah.
So I just got no sleep last night, and then I had to make my way over here and I had to watch fucking frogs. And I'm mad. I'm angry. I need to vent on something, and it's this film.
I think you would have been... I feel like you would have been more angry if you watched this by yourself, though.
Yeah.
I would definitely be more angry.
That's true. It was definitely enjoyable because we both laughed. Like, as soon as the title came on screen, we were both laughing. It was funny.
I think we can talk about that because it's not spoilers, but yeah, the opening credits of the movie, the main character, who is played by Sam Elliott, his name is Pickett Smith, which is
Pickett Smith,
a very funny name. He's a photographer. He's out in the swamp taking photos of stuff.
And
whenever he takes a photo, it's a freeze frame with the font, so it's like this production company presents or starring this. But Zach, what do they do for when there was a frog that he took a photo of?
Instead of the Comic Sans ripoff that they have that isn't Comic Sans somehow, it like two of these freeze frames in, they instead of like the nature shot where we see a frog hopping around, they zoom right in on its face and then blaring music. Frogs. With like melting blood font.
Yeah.
The classic horror movie stuff. And I was like, we're
going to
see some scary frogs
related
murders. Spoiler, we don't. There's no fucking frogs murders in the entire fucking film.
I do have a theory about that, though. I do think that the frogs are an integral part of this movie.
I could see that.
Mm.
I'm interested to hear your theories.
I think it leans too far into spoilers, so I won't give it away
yet.
Because there's so many people who want to know if this is good and worth watching before they come back and hear us spoil the movie.
It's not worth watching. This is the least worth watching film we've seen in a while. Like, I knew going in this was going to be bad.
100%.
This is going to be a terrible.
It's a low budget horror film from the 70s called Frogs.
This is our bread and butter, son. We love our low budget stuff.
This is.
But there's a difference. In some horror films, you can see the passion people put into it. The silly, the fun that they're having, you know?
I wouldn't say passion, films. But you could. No, for sure. Fun of Friday the 13th. Let's just get a bunch of teens out in the woods.
Absolutely. And, you know, like in the first one, you can tell. I'd say that's passionate. They're passionately having fun.
They're having fun.
They're having a good time.
Exactly.
Like, you could tell that they know cinema and know how to take shots and other things like that, you know?
At least the cinematography and the gore is okay.
Yeah, yeah, that's it. Like, there's something good to offset the bad.
Yes.
This is just bad. This is really bad.
It's just bad and boring, and...
It's an hour and a half long. Why? Most films were like an hour long back then.
Oh, in the 70s, you started getting more 90 minutes.
I know.
In the 60s, films were 3 hours. In the 70s,
that's true.
Were like 80 minutes.
I was thinking they got longer as they went on, but no, they got shorter, actually. Yeah, that's fair.
It's all low budget now in the 70s.
It's true. Oh, my God.
It is particularly terrible, this movie, because nothing happens, and... If the acting was maybe 20% worse, this could be so bad it's good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The problem is the acting was so, like, mediocre.
It's like okay TV acting.
Exactly, like right?
Yeah.
But I didn't care about any of the characters.
No.
Every death was just dumb and self-made. None of the characters, like, felt like they died from the nature. It was their own stupidity that killed them.
That's
and then
true.
Nature, like,
can't believe you're,
blame them.
Can't believe you're bloody victim blaming on our podcast.
I will
here,
victim
Zach.
Blame because these white people have zero survival instinct. It's the least survival instinct I've ever seen in my life.
It is. I do like, though, how they're meant to be like an upper class rich family.
Yeah.
But because the movie's budget is so small, the only way that they show that they're upper class is they play croquet and they have a big house.
Yes, yes. The young rich guy, he likes to play games. Because they didn't have the internet back then, so he couldn't be an incel yet.
That's true. He's wearing a suit.
Whoa.
Oh, they're drinking whiskey.
They have servants who just so happen to be of a different race.
Ah, yes. But there is a rich black lady.
Yeah, that's
as
true.
Well.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
So...
This was more progressive than I thought it was going to be, to be fair.
Well, I mean, if a movie is, hey, protect the environment, it better be progressive.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Except that during the filmmaking, it sounds like they did a lot of polluting. So it's really, like, grain of salt there, you know? The important message I'm going to send out there for
okay.
all the people that
yes.
I really want them to know is, if you see the poster, if you hear about the movie, you are expecting horror frogs, like...
Yes, you are expecting supernatural giant frogs.
Or just, like, horror that's related to frogs,
yes.
or frogs doing horrific things,
yes.
or just anything related to it. This film does not have that.
No.
Go watch something else. I am sure there is something out there with more horrific frogs. There's got to be like a giant frog movie or something, you know?
I looked it up earlier. This is the only movie that comes up when you search for horror movies about frogs.
Oh my God. Are you kidding me? But this doesn't even... We get lots of scenes just of regular-ass fucking toads sitting around doing nothing. That's all that's in this film, and it's the most disappointment.
There's a gigantic frog in a 2020 movie called Love and Monsters.
Boom, watch that film.
Which is apparently not too bad. I have wanted to watch this one for a while. It's like
there
a post-apocalyptic, nature's taken over sort of movie.
You see, that, in your 2 seconds of speaking,
yes.
has more plot than this entire movie.
Yes. I'm like, okay, if this movie isn't actually about giant killer frogs, fine. At least make it interesting, then.
Yeah,
at least
yeah.
have these characters be interesting. But
sure,
no, they're just like...
It's not about frogs.
No.
You could just have it about nature. Sure, nature's attacking because it's angry. That,
yeah.
We've seen films like that before.
For sure.
You
and
know.
If the characters are at least interesting, then the movie's going to be okay.
And I'm behind that. I'm
yeah.
like, yeah, humans are kind of shit for nature.
Exactly.
We kind of fuck things up. Maybe it's time they fucked us up. You
the
know,
humans are the frogs. After all, you know, turns out the real frogs
the
are the
humans.
Humans
we made along the way.
Exactly. But no, the movie is set up like a horror film. It's written like a horror film. So the characters are shit and boring.
Oh, yeah.
And then there's no substance to the movie.
This is like you go see a Godzilla film, right?
Oh, God.
And you watch the characters and you're like, fuck, man, these characters are shit.
And then Godzilla never shows up.
And then Godzilla never shows up, right?
So Godzilla 2014. Now, that movie had scale, at least. No, that film had a couple moments.
Yeah.
But no, you're right. It's
no,
like...
that's it. It's literally like we went to see a Godzilla film and they didn't show Godzilla.
Yeah.
It's like they made a Transformer film where you just follow the humans the whole time.
Who would do that? And then they introduced a Romeo and Juliet clause so the two characters could date.
And Hitler died to a pocket watch.
Oh, fucking... When are we gonna... Well, we've got to do them at some point. Is that gonna be episode 300?
Oh my god. I'll somehow be more angry than I am at this film. But they are similar levels.
They are similar levels.
It's just disappointment because I was expecting nothing and got worse.
Yes.
Maybe I had too high expectations for this film, but god damn it, I just wanted a frog to eat someone.
Exactly. You just want a goddamn frog. You just want snakes on a plane, but with frogs.
Exactly! Is that too much to ask?
Yes, it is.
What? Why? Why? Just remake Snakes on a Plane, but it's full of frogs. That would be hilarious.
That would be pretty funny. Or like Sharknado, but it's frogs.
Yeah!
There's so much you could do with this.
You could do any Egypt film. The fucking Pharaoh. That old cartoon. Is it called Pharaoh or whatever it is? That has scarier frogs in it than this movie.
I remember it, but yeah.
Oh, well, there's a plague of frogs.
It's true.
And it's terrifying because they eat everything and they get everywhere.
What the fuck is that movie called? Prince of Egypt? That movie is scary. Yeah, that's true.
Absolutely.
That's true. Man, there's so many...
good. What a banger of a film.
That's why we got to... Let's do a religious movie on the podcast, Zach. That sounds like a great idea.
I'll preach Christian values on this wholesome, family-friendly show.
That might be the only podcast that we don't get hate comments from Americans on.
It's like, finally, you covered a good film with good Christian values.
Yeah. Is there anything else non-spoilery to mention? You were talking about how they were doing a lot of pollution in the movie, and I wanted to bring that up. At the very start, he's rowing his canoe down the river, and he's taking shots of trash in the river. There's, like, food bags and just heaps of shit everywhere. And we were like, if you make a movie about, hey, littering is bad, you still have to litter to get the shot.
Not necessarily. You can go out and find it. But back in the day, probably they littered, right?
Which
makes sense.
Which leads me to believe that for the behind the scenes of that shot, what they did was they were like, hey crew, cast and crew, we're all going to go down and get Maccas, get some Mickey D. Just chuck your bags into the river and we'll get a couple shots.
My quote from the start, ew, oh, it's a baby.
What? Oh.
You said that when we saw a doll. There was like a discarded doll and you were like, ew, oh, it's a baby.
There was a discarded doll in the river. Do we just get into spoilers? Oh, wait, no.
Oh.
We don't just get into spoilers because, Zach, it's the return of a great segment.
Oh, yeah? What segment's that?
Back in the 80s, 90s, 2000s, taglines were great, weren't they?
Oh, taglines.
Taglines.
I remember taglines.
It's the tagline segment. We didn't do it all last year because movies didn't have taglines.
It's true.
But they're back now.
They're back.
They're back.
We can have taglines again.
And you got to give them a thumb up or a thumb down, all these taglines.
Give all of them a thumb down. All right, next segment.
Today, the pond. Tomorrow, the world!
Whoa! Actually kind of a pog tagline. But I'm so mad at this film because that's another frog reference to this film that didn't have any frog-related murder.
It's true.
Very misleading. Give it a thumbs up still. Yeah. That's a great tagline.
If you are squeamish, stay home!
Thumbs down, immediately, because this is the least squeamish film. We see, like, fake paint blood, like, several times. That's about it.
So much raspberry jam.
Yeah, a lot of raspberry jam.
I guess the snakes and the spiders.
Yeah, you know what? I did feel uncomfortable at the spiders.
Yeah.
I do have mild arachnophobia, so that didn't help.
True.
But we'll talk about the spiders when we get there, because it made me mad.
It did.
Everything makes me mad.
And I have frogophobia, in that I'm scared of this movie. So...
Oh,
yeah.
Boy.
Anyway, cold green skin against soft warm flesh. A croak, a scream.
That line is better than this entire movie. Thumbs up. Fuck. How did they make taglines that were better than the entire fucking movie?
Because they made the movie and then the company were like, this is terrible, how are we going to market this? And they probably just put, this movie somehow made $2 million in the box office.
Yeah, because they clickbaited everyone. This is literally clickbait.
It is clickbait, yeah, you're right.
I'm so mad that we watched this.
A tidal wave of slithering, slimy horror, devouring, destroying all in its path.
I would give that a thumbs up, but they said slithering for frogs, and frogs have never slithered in their life. That's the only hint in these taglines that maybe it's not quite frog-related,
yes,
but it's still frog-related. So I'm going to give this a thumb down.
Thumbs down.
Even though that is about snakes and is more accurate to the film.
It is
because there's more snake killing in this than frogs.
That's true. All right, these next two are basically the same.
Yep.
A terrifying story of times to come when nature strikes back. Dum, dum, dum. And then the other one is, it's the day that nature strikes back.
Well, at least those are more accurate to the film.
And the final one is fucking hilarious. Millions of slimy bodies squirming everywhere. Millions of gaping mouths. Ooh. Devouring, devouring, devouring.
Whoa, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
I do like me some good vor, so I'm gonna give that a thumb sideways.
that's fair.
Shaky thumb sideways.
And what are you gonna give the movie?
An oldie.
What?
Probably the oldiest oldie I've ever given a movie.
Only because
I'm fueled with anger, tiredness and a hatred, because I was deceived. I was lied to.
That's fair.
If this movie had just been this bad, but you replace all the nature with just frogs, I would have enjoyed this film twice as much.
Yeah, because the idea of frogs killing people is very funny.
Yeah, you could just, like, replace all the scenes where they're running around.
Yeah.
And, like, they bump into a snake and they're like, ah! Instead of that, it's just a frog. And they go, ah! And then they're bitten by a frog. And then he wrestles with a frog. Like,
yeah.
It would have been dumb, but it would have been funny.
It's true, it would have been funny. But I'm going to say something that's very controversial. I preferred this over Flash Gordon, so...
Wow. You didn't even watch all of Flash Gordon. You're a coward.
I prefer this over Tarzan and the Mermaids.
You know what, that's fair. That's fair.
It is pretty bad, though. It's mostly very boring.
Look, Sartre, if you watched all 4.5 hours of Flash Gordon, you would have really got into the nitty-gritty of why it was good.
That's true.
And it wasn't.
It was terrible. Alright. Let's get into spoilers, then.
Let's do.
Oh my god, it's me, American Selly McSeller. And have you heard the news? Have you heard the big news? Sandro and Zach from Moldy But a Goody, they got a brand new bonus episode out right now on patreon.com/oldiebutagoodiepod. You can head there right now and get a brand new bonus episode on a German movie called Kill a Condom. The movie's actually about a lot of different things and themes, but that's not what this clip's gonna tell you. Our main character, what you need to know about him. He is Sicilian. He's missing a nut.
Got a 32-inch penis.
He's got a 32-inch penis, yeah.
Vital information.
Which is a great scene where he takes off his pants in front of Billy, and we just get this giant silhouette.
Yeah. He of course takes his pants off in front of like a lamp, and so we just cut to the other character. We see this dark shadow rising up, like the fucking ship that Darth Vader rocks in the last movie. Just this giant shadow rocking in, except it's just rocking his penis. Giant penis.
Yeah, the movie's actually pretty progressive and is about a lot of different themes, and there's some great characters in there, but that clip, I mean, there's a lot of dick jokes as well, so it makes sense that the producers chose that clip. Anyway, patreon.com/oldiebuddygoodiepod. Head there now and get that bonus episode for your ear holes. You can also head there and get ad-free episodes as well for a slightly cheaper tier. Oh my goodness, I'm an American, and let me tell you what, it's a good deal. We got an all-star cast for this movie.
We did?
We certainly did.
TM. I know the main guy.
Yeah, well, Sam Elliott. Yeah, he's the main character.
Good stuff.
Which I saw him in that movie Prancer a couple years ago.
Yeah, yeah.
I still have the DVD of Prancer Returns lying around my house if anyone wants it.
That's pretty punk.
You can have that one if you want. Because he was in Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid.
Yep.
That was his first credited role.
Oh,
and
really?
Then he did one random movie called The Games, and then he gets a main character role here. So good on him.
Wow. Wow, this was really the start of his career.
It actually was, because there's many scenes in this where he's shirtless.
Yeah.
And that got him the lead role in a Lifeguard movie a couple years after this.
No.
Purely because he was shirtless in Frogs.
That's so fucking dumb.
Yeah.
I cannot believe Sam's Elliott career hinged on his success with Frogs.
It's very funny.
He is just shirtless for like 70% of this film. There's a lot of shirtless men. There's a lot of homoerotic scenes.
There is a lot. I think that's
there's a lot of tight jeans.
Just
all
the men are like hanging around with each other. Like,
They're like shaking side to side. They're like, hey,
what's going on?
We should play some games. How about we slap each other with pillows while we're shirtless?
Exactly. They're all wearing tight jeans.
Yeah.
They're all
greasy beef boys.
Greasy men who, it's great. Sam Elliott's like, I'm dressed up like Ash from Evil Dead for no reason.
Oh, yeah, he is. I was just waiting for a frog to bite off his hand so he can attach a chainsaw to it so he can chainsaw some frogs.
Exactly.
Wouldn't that have been great? Wouldn't that have been fun? Wouldn't it have been good if a single frog had done literally anything in the fucking film besides jump on a cake?
That cake, though, it's a pretty good scene. No, you got many points. Or we've also got the love interest, Karen.
Yep.
Karen's played by Joan Van Ark, who is only in soap operas. She's a main character in Dallas.
She is in the film.
She's got so many funny reaction shots where she's reacting to something and her face is doing something very funny. That's the only thing I'm going to say about her as an actor.
Yep, she's there. I wasn't sure if the brother and her were fucking.
Yeah, because we're introduced to her.
Because it's the South, you know.
No, I mean, good point. Yeah, so Sam Elliott is in a canoe.
Yeah.
And she's in a motorboat with who we thought was her boyfriend. Turns out to be her brother, except she's got more chemistry with her brother than her brother has with his partner.
Yeah. Which is really weird. I feel bad for the partner, but yeah, they're just rearing around on this fucking motorboat.
Yep.
Balling over canoes left, right, and center.
Exactly. And they almost ram into Sam Elliott. They tip his canoe and they're like, you better come to our plantation. Get some help.
Are we going to talk about any other actors in this film? Or?
Well, at the plantation, we're introduced to Jason Crockett.
Oh, Jason Crockett. He can rocket my crockets.
He can rocket your hit. And he's played by Oscar award-winning actor Ray Milland.
Whoa.
From The Flying Scotsman and Dial M for Murder and so many apparently great movies that I haven't seen.
Wow, there you go. This is an all-star cast.
Yep.
He was all right.
My favorite thing with horror movies that get well-established actors in to play an old person is that those old people always need to have an excuse to sit the entire time. And his excuse is, I'm in a wheelchair.
Yeah, I mean, he's old, right? It's perfectly reasonable that he could be in his wheelchair. And it makes sense for the film, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because, spoiler, he gets abandoned by himself, right? So it's even more, sad because he's by himself
his
wheelchair. You know, he's not independent as he once were. His glory days are gone, blah, 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 you know. So it works for the film.
It does.
But it is kind of funny, you're right, that all these old people just so happen to be in wheelchairs so they can sit down during the entire recording of the movie.
I mean, that's what Samuel L. Jackson is currently doing in Marvel movies, in Secret Invasion and in The Marvels. He's just sitting the entire time.
Fair.
Just fair enough. He gets up maybe to punch someone, and then he goes back to sit. There's an action scene in episode one of Secret Invasion where Ben Mendelsohn is being attacked by a Skrull, and Nick Fury is going to save him, so he shoots the Skrull, but he's sitting down the entire scene still.
Yeah, I mean, he's getting too old.
Getting
for
too
this
old.
Shit.
Anyway, Ray Milland, I don't know if you could tell, but pretty much the whole cast was wearing wigs. He in particular was wearing a toupee. And because they shot this on location in Florida, he kept sweating so much they just kept falling off his head. It's the fun facts.
That is a pretty fun fact.
So,
oh dear,
what the fuck even happens? So they're all in this rich plantation, and there's frogs, and the frogs are banging at the windows, causing a ruckus.
It's just like a plague of frogs, and they're not really doing anything.
Mm-mm.
Nothing's really wrong, they're just concerned, because the frogs are kind of noisy.
Yes.
You know, which is fair. I mean, I would be quite annoyed if late at night I'm trying to sleep and there's frogs making a racket. You know, I could see that being a problem. But that's literally the only problem they pose.
Yes.
Throughout this entire film. Until maybe the very end, where they break into the house. But even then, they don't do anything.
The frogs don't do anything. And this is my theory. Because the frogs are constantly shown throughout the movie. And they're always where the action is.
Yeah.
It's very rare that there's a scene where a frog isn't
that's
in
true.
It.
That's true. There's always frogs around, but they're not doing anything.
No, so because the frogs aren't dangerous. Frogs are not dangerous, but frogs are smart. Frogs have got those big brains, so these frogs are running everything. These frogs are telling the other creatures what to do, how to attack, how to strategize.
What?
These frogs are the commanders.
Oh, like some sort of mafia?
Like some sort of frogfia.
Frogfia?
Frafia.
A frafia? Ooh.
That's right.
A nice, delicious frafia.
Because I do, like, all the frogs who are
Starbucks
shown...
Starbucks the other day got me a frafia. It's that's true. Delicious.
All the frogs that are shown in this movie, which are toads and not frogs, first thing we noticed...
Oh, yeah. They were quite blatantly toads. Like, we're from Australia, you know? We got cane toads down here. Bloody menace they are.
That's right.
So we can notice a toad when we see a toad.
Yeah.
These ain't no flippity frogs out here. These are toads.
Yeah.
Big fat boys.
How is there an Australian horror movie about a razorback and no Australian horror films about cane toads?
Well, because razorbacks could actually kill, like, pigs will eat.
That's
anything.
True. And that movie's
people
great.
Have died to pigs before. I don't think anyone's died to a frog except choking on it in France.
True.
But they deserved it because they were
fucking
French.
French people.
How many episodes will we go through without insulting the French?
I don't think we got any French listeners. It's fine. It's fine. Our entire audience is American and we make fun of them the whole time, so
that's
fine.
True.
Don't worry about it. I think the frogs are running everything. I think that the frogs are the masterminds. All the other creatures are kind of following the orders from the frogs.
I would agree with you. If it weren't that frogs are amphibians, and amphibians have really small brains, they are not smart creatures.
But, Zach, the frogs, out of all the amphibians, they got big butts.
Do they?
Yep.
They kind of have a weird, like, scrunchy butts.
They've got big old booties. And that means they're smart motherfuckers.
Everything you've stated is just incorrect. Can we get to the part where we watch white people go and kill themselves accidentally? And then
okay.
It's like, oh no, nature's killing them as a guy shoots himself in the leg.
Well, yeah, so the lead up to all the white people killing themselves is one of the people went out to spray all the frogs
with
poison.
Poison.
Sam Elliott goes out, he finds him, he's been dead, he's been killed by frogs.
He jizzed all over the animals. I'm like, what is going on in this film?
Yeah, Sam Elliott finds the dead guy, he's like, oh my god, it's a dead guy, tells Grandpa, but Grandpa's like, it's my bloody birthday, I ain't doing shit.
I like how in this film, corpses like this, like, decompose at an extreme rapid rate.
They do.
Because we know that this guy hasn't been out this long because they were sent out this morning, right? They say he was sent out at, like, 6 and he hasn't come back.
Exactly, yeah.
But he finds him and he's dead, and he's, like, a rotting corpse.
That's right.
This comes back later when we see the lady die, and she almost instantly goes, like, pale.
She instantly goes, like, blue. Like,
yeah, yeah.
All the blood from her is gone or something.
It just evaporates immediately. So stupid. It's so funny.
So yeah, it's his birthday, and by God, he's gonna have his birthday.
Grandpa doesn't give a shit about the help, as long as he gets his birthday. Like, what were they planning to do on his birthday? They had a cake, they had some music.
Cake, music, and croquet.
Is that it?
Yep.
Was Grandpa gonna watch the kid's game for him? He's like, yes, entertain me with your game.
He's just gonna drink his double old fashions.
Mm.
Which is what he says at one point.
Oh, right? That's true. He does say that.
I don't know what the plan for the party was. I think the plan was for them to all get murdered.
He is like a snow. Someone said that during the film, but he's literally like Hunger Games.
President Snow, yeah.
Yeah, President Snow. He's like, entertain me, do games for
me. Entertain me. It's my birthday. Well, because they are all born in July, but Zach, he just happens to be born on the 4th of July.
Yeah,
so it's also an America party.
That's true. He loves his 4th of July. He loves his America, as any true blue American should.
That's right. So in terms of horror moments so far, we've had the guy who's gone off, he's been killed, we've seen the aftermath. We had a snake on a chandelier.
Oh yeah, we had a snake jump scare. But luckily, Grandpa's packing. He's got some heat. His
Glock.
Because he's a hunter. We see like his main room that he likes to hang out in, the living room. It's like full of hunting trophies.
That's right.
And guns.
Uh-huh.
And Grandpa just rolls into the living room with his snake hanging on the chandelier, and he just bang. He clocks it with the Glock-sit.
He Glocks it, and then he's like, let's eat. And I'm like, there's probably snake blood and gunpowder all over this fucking table. Also, it's a snake. He shot it with a pistol. That bullet went right through it. Where the fuck's that bullet gone?
Add to many holes in the walls on the other end of the room.
No wonder nature's getting in. There's fucking bullet holes all throughout this building.
True. Grandpa's just a danger to this house and the environment.
Exactly.
Hey, maybe he was like, let's eat that snake, you know?
Oh, true. They are from Florida. They like eating a good old snake.
Oh, absolutely. Hey, look, extra blood, extra protein. That's
right.
I'm
pretty sure Robert, who comes on the show every now and then, actually, his last episode was the giant tarantula, giant squid.
Better film.
I think he lives in Florida. I'm going to have to ask him how accurate this movie is.
You'd be like, yeah, no, I got chased out by toads and snakes and other things the other day.
Exactly.
Happens all the time.
All right, so first major death of the movie is random guy called Michael goes out with a shotgun into the swamp.
Yep, he's going to, like, check the telephone lines or something because the telephone isn't working.
That's right, the frogs have cut the telephone lines.
Of course they have because, like, scary movie, I guess.
I guess. The croaks are coming from inside the house.
No! This is so stupid. I hate this fucking film. But he goes out, he grabs a shotgun, and then he does a little bit of hunting on the side. Why not? He's out there, he's got a gun, might as well shoot a bird. He's got a bit of duck shot in that shotty, you know?
That's right. And he shoots the bird and the frogs, they see that violence against animal kind and they're like, We got to get this guy.
And so the frogs do nothing as they do the whole film. And they're like, all right, Spider Squad 7, roll out. Because, he goes to grab the bird he just shot or something. And I'd like to say the frogs do anything, but he just shoots himself in the leg.
Well, he trips over something.
Maybe it was a frog. Maybe this is somewhat of a frog-related death, but...
Maybe it's a frog, or maybe the tarantula's just made, like, web
maybe
that he could
just
trip.
An idiot, and he trips over and shoots himself in the leg.
Well, yeah, okay, but if you've got a shotgun like that...
Yeah.
And we mentioned this while we were watching the movie. Yeah. You'd shoot yourself in the foot.
Yeah, you might shoot yourself in the foot if you're dumb.
But this guy shoots himself in the fucking shin.
Yeah. I... No idea how he managed to do that.
No clue.
It's incredibly stupid.
The gore was not bad, though.
Yeah. We finally see a bit of gore. Yeah. And it's not too bad. It's just like, these people have zero survival instinct.
they're ugly rich. You know what I mean?
They do say at some point that they are the... The grandpa says, we are the ugly rich.
Yeah. And rich people don't know how to survive.
It's true. Like, nature doesn't really do anything to these people. They just die when nature's just being kind of rowdy.
Yeah.
Nature's just kind of uppity at the moment, and then they just manage to kill themselves in this uppity nature.
Yeah, well, Michael, he trips, he shoots himself in the leg. He could probably crawl away from that, but then a bunch of tarantulas encase him in web?
Yeah, okay, yeah, like, he may have lived through that, although it was very dumb, and he was good at thing. But yeah, tarantulas, there just so happens to be, like, a swarm of tarantulas.
It's a whole fucking hive of them. There's so many.
And tarantulas don't normally do this.
No.
But there are some species of spiders that form a mob.
Mm.
I believe it's called a mob as well. Because they are literal gangsters. Because they form these giant webs.
Mm.
And it's less of like a pack of spiders. More of just like they all share the same space and they're fighting against each other.
Oh, okay.
It's like safety in numbers sort of thing. But they don't actually work together.
Right.
They're just a lot of them in an area. They
well, these tarantulas were definitely working things. Together. So.
Yeah, yeah. These ones were organized. You could see it because off screen, someone tosses tarantulas onto the sky.
That was very funny.
It was very funny.
Yeah.
I felt bad for the tarantulas, but it was very funny. Only part of the film where I got any sort of heebie-jeebies, and it's because of my arachnophobia. It's
purely because you've got arachnophobia.
Yeah, and just like, in real life, that actor had tarantulas on him. And that's I'm right. like, I wouldn't like that.
No. But Zach, you're saying a mob of spiders. Well, there would need to be a mob boss, wouldn't there? More like mob frog boss.
Whoa, it goes into Sandra's
goes into my theory. the next death is random guy goes into a greenhouse. Mm. And this was actually hilarious. This scene, I think, is great. He goes into this greenhouse. He's like, oh my god, there's spiders or something on the plants. He picks them up, he flicks them off.
Mm.
And then we see a swarm of geckos and dragons and lizards swarm the greenhouse and lock him inside.
And here's my problem, right? This is a great scene. This is a fun scene. Yep. I love this scene, everything. But they're not frogs doing it. It's fucking lizards. You see some Komodo dragons. You see some fucking geckos.
Yeah, there's nothing in this scene that couldn't have been done by frogs.
Like, yeah, exactly,
everything
right?
in this, like, the spiders, sure, that's a spider death. But this particular death, you're right, just have it be frogs.
Yeah, but the thing is, you just can tell, this film wasn't meant to be called Frogs. This film barely had anything to do with frogs. There was just a lot of frogs in this film, so they decided to call it Frogs.
I wonder if, this probably isn't the case because of how many frogs that they had on set and that trivia thing I read earlier about like the number of frogs and how they all escaped, but it would be pretty funny if they shot this movie with no frogs in it and then they were like, we need a way to market it, how about frogs, and then they just added B-roll of frogs.
Yeah they could have done that with this film. It's possible because just they weren't involved. It was just like a like Nature Strikes Back sort of film.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
Then they like focused in on the frogs, which just is, like, blatant false advertising.
They don't do anything.
Anyway, this guy dies in a great fashion because one of the lizards knocks over a jar, which is clearly labeled poison on it.
It is.
What type of poison? We don't know. It's just labeled poison.
Is it the poison, maybe, that the guy was spraying on the animals earlier in the movie?
Maybe, could except it didn't look like jizz, which is what the other poison looked like.
It didn't look like
cum. Maybe after a while it turns into two cummies, but but, like, all we see is jar labeled poison. He knocks it over, smashes on the ground. The guy's like, oh, jar smashed on the ground. Anyway, back to what I was doing. He just takes no notice to it. And that was his key mistake. If he had gotten out then, he probably would have lived.
That's right.
But he just ignored the first jar.
At least investigate it. Like, come on.
Yeah, oh, exactly. Like, I would have been like, oh, what was that? And then he, you know, move over, have a look at it, something, anything. Nope. Okay. The problem is the next poison jar knocks over.
That's right.
And whatever was in this concoction mixes with the other one.
That's right.
Starts making some, like, toxic gas.
That's right.
Like some carbon dioxide is just like starting to pour out of this combination.
Yep.
Which makes sense. You know, if you start mixing chemicals, you get some bad noxious gases.
That's right. And the gas, it goes everywhere. He's gassed out. He's choking. He's dying.
It's a greenhouse. So he's the gas starts permeating the whole building.
Exactly.
He starts choking on it. He tries to leave and oh no. The door's locked, I think.
Yeah, the geckos locked the door.
Did they? Or did he just not make it to the door?
I think he made it to the... I don't know. Anyway, he dies. Who cares? He dies. And that is a great scene.
We saw this film and we don't know what was happening.
No. He's just dead.
It is probably the best death in this film, right?
Yeah.
This one could really be... Like, you could focus in. It was nature just killing him.
It was a pretty good
with
death.
With murderous intent. Also, like, they tipped over poison to kill him. True.
Also, when they discover his body, I think he's the only body that they discover who's not obviously breathing. Because all the others were obviously still breathing.
Yeah.
But this guy wasn't.
That Sandra, that was just animals moving over their body that was moving them in a way that looked like breathing.
So then after that, we got Iris, who is an older lady. She likes butterflies.
She chases a butterfly. Honestly, I don't know how she didn't die earlier.
It's true.
All of the scene, she could have prevented by just turning around and walking back.
Yeah, because she just runs into the swamp and is like, oh my god, there's animals here. And I'm like, we know that she regularly does this to catch butterflies.
Yeah, how hasn't she died already?
How hasn't she died already?
Because she just wanders around screaming, bumping into animals, getting lost in the thing.
Yeah.
And I was just like, has she never gone outside before? Did she always catch butterflies, like, 2 feet from the house? Like,
I don't know, man.
How did she not get let... How did she die here? It doesn't make any fucking sense.
It doesn't make any sense. She falls into a bog, she gets bitten by a snake, and she dies instantly.
Yeah, she gets coated in leeches at one point.
That's right, that was kind of... Oh yeah, this scene goes on for, like, 20 minutes.
Yeah, that's the problem with this film. Did we mention this film's an hour and a fucking half long? Because this film is way too fucking long.
It is.
If this film was, as I said, 20 minutes, like, you could have still... You still... Okay, I'm being mean because this film had nothing in it, but you still could have cut this film to an hour long.
Yeah.
And it still had literally every scene that we see in the film. It just goes on for so long.
It does, which makes it a good party movie, because there's a lot of points in it to talk over it.
Absolutely. We were having a great time chatting over this film, because there was nothing in this film.
Nothing going on. Apparently, in the original cut of the movie, I don't know why they changed this, but she was actually pulled into quicksand by a giant butterfly.
Whoa!
So
that would have been sick as hell!
That was the original death, and I think they shot it. I don't know why it's not in the movie, though.
Why? No! Are you kidding me?
Instead, she's killed by an obviously defanged snake and a bunch of leeches that leave raspberry jam all over her.
Yep, they were probably just like, that's not very realistic. Let's change it to something more realistic.
And she just turns blue!
Yeah,
she turns into an avatar!
She like, gets hit by the snake, she collapses.
Yeah.
You see her like that, it cuts away, cuts back, and she's, like, gone super pale.
It's so funny.
It's, like, instantly, it's like, oh, it's so dumb.
It's so dumb. Her husband is running around, he fights a bunch of crocs.
Oh, yeah, he gets chased by a croc into the water to fight another croc, and we see him wrestle around with a croc that you can literally see the tape over its mouth to keep its mouth shut, which is quite funny.
That was funny. I don't love, how he was obviously kind of tackling a crocodile. I think the crocodile was probably fine, but, you know.
He was wrestling around with it. Yeah, no, I definitely think the animals in this film had a pretty bad run of it.
Yeah, I reckon.
If you were a tarantula, you were thrown at an actor for no reason. If you were a crocodile, you were wrestled around in a lake to make it look like you were death rolling.
I did like the part where the crocodile is like dragging his dead body away, though. That was kind of cool.
It was cool, but you could tell, like, the actor was holding on to the crocodile, but the crocodile was just like, let me go, man, I don't want it.
Exactly.
You know, it was great.
And then the only other death is Jenny, who's... I just remembered her name because everyone makes fun of her.
The grandpa hates Jenny, so he's constantly picking on her. Her husband treats his sister better than his wife.
Yeah, you know? That's right. She dies by a snapping turtle.
To be fair, she's kind of a crappy mum, right?
Oh, yeah, she's an awful mum. There was a scene earlier because she's got two kids and they just kind of like run around and set off fireworks and stuff. There's a part where she's like, oh my god, I can't believe, oh, I've got to babysit these kids. And we were all like, but they're your kids.
Yeah.
It's not babysitting if they're your kids.
Yeah.
But I guess they're rich, so, you know.
Maybe she's used to boarding schools or something and it's the holidays, right?
You know? Probably. Also, who the fuck... The haircuts on those kids too? Awful.
Yeah.
Absolutely awful.
Yeah, but that's 70s, you know?
It's the 70s, it's true. There was one guy who looked like Zac Efron. He had like Zac Efron Lego hair. It was great.
Absolutely, it was great.
So funny. Anyway,
so she deserved to die. She was a bad mom.
Sure. Well, she dies via snapping turtle. That snapping turtle chops her up.
Honestly, probably the most dangerous animal they had on screen there.
Well, dangerous, but you can still run away from it. But she was stuck in quicksand, so...
Yeah, she gets stuck. Because every single one of these deaths could have been prevented, right? You could have not gone and shot yourself in the leg. You could have not been an old lady running around chasing after a fucking butterfly.
That's right.
You could have not... wrestled a crocodile.
Yep.
You could have not stuck your foot in the quicksand. You could have not swam out to a boat.
Oh, I forgot about that guy.
Which is our other death, which is the husband of the wife who gets bitten by the snapping turtle.
Yeah.
He takes the boat and all the house servants.
And also the rich black lady as well.
Yeah. They all leave because everyone's dying to nature, which is fair.
Yeah.
My problem is, when everyone decides to leave... No one has died in the house. If all the people who had died had just stayed in the house, they would have lived.
This is true.
But they don't. They leave. Because
the frogs don't break into the house until the very end.
Yeah. So it's like in Tremors, you know, where everyone's dying to Tremors and people go like, okay, to get away from the Tremors, let's all leave the safety of our house in stone and go walk on the soft dirt.
And they all die from the Tremors because that's how they attack.
Yeah. But it's like... Except they don't do that in the Tremors. They're like, oh shit, we need to find some place where the Tremors can't get us.
They go up onto the roofs, and we get an amazing movie where they're all up on the roofs of houses for the whole film. It's great, I love it. And then everyone the sequel sucked. It.
Yeah.
Check out our episode on Tremors 3.
Yeah. But like, at least that makes sense, right? They go away from the... In this, they're like, let's run into the nature to get away from it. It's like, oh...
It's very stupid. I don't even know how he died. I think he just got...
He got bitten by, like, a snake in the water.
In the water or something. Yeah, that's stupid.
Which aquatic snakes exist.
I mean, I think...
And they're usually quite poisonous, but I don't think that they're, like... I'm pretty sure this was too far inland for most aquatic snakes. It probably just a regular snake.
I mean, most snakes can swim.
Yeah,
well,
most snakes can swim. A crocodile would have been more appropriate here.
Yes, definitely.
We even have... more scenes with crocodile later, like a fake one that at the very end of the film. I cannot believe, like at the last second of this film, that's when they introduced the fake crocodile prop.
That was hilarious. I loved it. I laughed. It was great.
I cannot believe, like that, you couldn't have used the crocodile a little bit more earlier.
Well, I think because they have to shoot that crocodile.
Yeah.
So that's why it's the fake one, so that it's, you know.
Anyway.
They shoot it and blood goes everywhere, but well, that's what happens is now that everyone is dead, aside from the two kids, the love interest, our main character, and the old guy, they're all like, we're leaving, and the old guy's like, I'm staying here, and he's like, I'm having my whiskey, I'm talking to my dog, I'm an old man, nothing's wrong with the, oh, it's a commentary about old people who deny... That the world's going
crazy. Oh,
it's all about
my
climate
God.
Change.
This film was actually genius and not dumb.
No, wait, but it's made by people who would have been adults in the 70s. They're the ones who caused it all.
Ah,
never mind.
Well, that's it. This film is very unself-aware.
That's
it's
true.
It's very... Because during the film, right, they had all these frogs.
Yeah.
And you were saying earlier that they just released these frogs everywhere.
Yeah.
And didn't manage to catch, like, any of them back.
Pretty much.
So, this film that's all about, like, we gotta preserve nature. We gotta make sure we're on nature's side. Fucks up nature.
Well, that's another part that I didn't get either, is when Sam Elliott, they're all in a canoe and they're rowing away and there's a snake. He, yeah. who this whole time has been like, we gotta respect nature, all this stuff. He just hits the snake with a canoe. He just fucking kills a snake. And I'm like, okay, but he's meant to be the guy who likes nature. Out of the whole, out of every character, why does he do that?
Yeah, but if you got attacked by a lion, would you not fight it? Or be like, well, I like lions, I'm gonna let this thing eat me.
I mean, yeah, but just row away from the snake, though.
Well, that the whole point was they couldn't, right?
Because they were
stuck.
So he had to
repeatedly whack that snake with a paddle over and over again.
I guess.
It's a matter of life or death, so I gotta slap, 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 slap.
And then from that point onwards, the movie turns into, like, it reminded me of, like, a post-apocalyptic movie where you've got characters coming out of the situation that they've been stuck in and then being like, oh my god, the whole world has been taken over by whatever I was trying to deal with. Because the movie ends, they catch a ride with a mum and her son, and the son, oh, he's got a frog.
He was like, oh, look at the big frog.
And that's what that movie should have ended, but then we cut back to Grandpa and he gets murdered.
I disagree. Grandpa Murder was the only good murder.
I did like how the frog jumps on the record player and stops the soundtrack of the movie.
That was very funny.
Always
that
funny.
Was great. Because, yeah, they have their, like, leaving the scene. I cannot remember where I've seen the thing, but it's, like, got the girl hugging on to the guy, you know, their love interest.
And then you've
got the kids, and it's like they've made their escape, but everyone else is dead.
Reminds me of Children of the Corn.
Vaguely.
I don't remember that movie well enough to...
But essentially, they escaped the horrors, whereas everyone else dies. It reminded me of, like, The Evil Dead.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because they had that sort of, like, we managed to escape, but everyone else is dead sort of thing.
Yeah, for sure. It's also very much like the fake out that you usually see in horror movies where it's like you thought you escaped it, but they're everywhere, they're inescapable.
And they kind of did that with the whole, like, the kid has a toad.
Yeah.
But it's like not because the toads don't kill anyone, except maybe Grandpa.
True, because Grandpa somehow dies and the only creatures we see that break into the house are frogs that are just throwing themselves against the window break in.
But, like, it seems like Grandpa just has an episode.
I think he just has a heart attack.
Yeah, I think he just has a heart attack because he drinks too much and then, like, starts, like, hearing noises.
Yeah.
He, like, starts hearing the sounds that the animals on the walls make. Like, he sees a lion head and it roars.
He sees an antelope and it bars like a sheep.
Yeah, he sees a fish and it goes, wah!
We're like, that's not the right noise.
That's not how a fish doesn't make noise. What?
That's very funny.
It was very funny. And then he, like, collapses.
Yeah.
And then the frogs jump on top of him. So I guess the frogs killed him.
I guess they did. Anyway, that's pretty much the whole movie.
That's the only time the frogs do anything.
Not true, Zach, because at the very end of the movie, the credits start to roll and we see an animated frog eating a hand.
Fuck. That's the only time in this film that a frog eats any people, that a frog does anything, is an animated frog at the end of the fucking film. What the fuck? I'm so mad at this film. I just wanted some frog murder.
Just wanted
and
a giant...
we literally didn't get frog... The whole premise of the fucking film, it's called Frogs.
It is called Frogs.
It has a poster with a fucking frog eating a person. And
that's
I was like, we're going to get some frogs murdering people, which is going to be funny because it's going to be dumb.
That's true.
And we literally just didn't get any.
This movie definitely deserves two oldies. 100%.
Absolutely. This is one of the worst films we've watched.
Well, let's make it better then. By remaking Frogs.
This is going to be the easiest remake, because all we do is actually have people die by frogs.
Giant frogs.
Mm.
That's right. Who directed Tremors? Because I think that guy should make this.
Yeah. That's good. That's good. And what do we want to do? Do we want to keep it in, like, a southern Florida mansion sort of thing with rich white people?
Maybe. Honestly, I love taking it to Australia and...
Oh! You know, we got our cane toads down here. Why don't we make it... I like that. I was just going to say, if we kept it there, I would have made the characters more racist. literally, so that when they died, it would be like comedic justice.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I like it taking it to Australia, because that's our strong suit.
Bring it to Australia. So the guy who directed Tremors is called Ron Underwood. He also directed The Adventures of Pluto Nash, which is a Eddie Murphy thing. He hasn't done a movie since 2005, but he's been directing The Walking Dead for a while. So,
Yeah.
I think he could probably do this.
Yeah, absolutely.
Ron Underwood is our director.
Okay, so here's my theory on what we're going to do.
All right.
For megafauna. Does that inspire thoughts, right?
I mean,
so, yeah. You have your scientist, right? He's studying ancient mammals and megafauna and other things, and he's like, oh yeah, I'd like to see if I can bring back some of these megafauna. What environmental causes cause these gigantic beasts to roam around?
Mm-hmm.
And then he does experiments. What does he start with? Well, the one thing they have plenty of, cane toads, right?
Yeah.
They're everywhere. They're a pest. And he's like, hey, government wants us to get rid of these cane toads. How about you bring them to me so I can do some experimentation on them? Does a bit of chemical X, you know, injections.
Yep.
Does a bit of environmental pressures to make things larger.
He spares no expense, as you would.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. He's a rich white dude.
What if he is the grandpa?
Yeah.
The grandpa is the guy. Yeah, cool.
Yeah, he's been doing this for many years.
Yeah.
And the only reason he gets funding is because he's getting rid of the cane toads.
Mm.
Like, no one actually believes in his research because he's a crazy old man. But, he's pretty wealthy.
For sure.
And he manages to do these experiments until the accident.
Oh, bum, bum, bum.
Where, you know, he's a doddering old man.
He's played by the guy who plays Crocodile Dundee.
Yeah, oh.
Because he's Australian, right?
Yeah, sure.
Yep.
Is he still around? Is he still active?
I feel like he's still alive. He might be... I think he's not cancelled. Paul Hogan,
yeah.
Yeah,
absolutely, Paul Hogan. And he, like, accidentally mixes two chemicals, or his, like, pet frog that he carries around.
Mm-hmm.
That one accidentally knocks a beaker into another one.
Yeah.
And makes some like, boosted chemicals for these things. And it's a bit like Tarantula or whatever it was, where we had giant animals.
I think that was just called Tarantula, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That was a good movie. I enjoyed that.
That was a fun one, where we get some giant toads. Oh, and it leaks into the water supply.
And everything gets larger.
Yeah, everything gets larger.
Oh,
this is just the plot of Tarantula.
This is just the plot of Tarantula. But the frogs, though, they also have a hive mind, and they talk to each other, and they start telling the other creatures what to do, because they were first. They were patient zero. So these frogs are also big brain. And the movie ends with a frog evolving into a human frog.
Oh,
they're gonna take over the world.
It could be like Swamp Thing, you know. It still has the like webbed feet and all that, but it's now a person.
Exactly.
I can see this. Okay, so it's got this chemical S, it starts poisoning the water.
Yep.
The frogs, being the aquatic things that live in there, are getting most exposure to the water, which is his experimentations, and therefore they evolve rapidly. Yep. They start gaining intelligence and size.
Intelligence, they can talk, they're croaking, and we have subtitles to see what they're saying. Can there be a scene? How big are the frogs? Are they the size of a car? Because I want there to be a scene where they leapfrog onto a car and then the car explodes, or they just leapfrog and crash an entire barn.
I'm going to say that they're the most big they usually get is like the size of a small dog. Like,
okay.
We got some big ones, except for one
of them, and that's the one that just jumps on a barn. It squashes the barn.
It's starting to get bigger and bigger.
Ugh.
And so you've got these toads going around, and they like get smarter.
Yep.
So, but this is all like a flashback, right?
Because
then the old scientist, he dies. Oh, and it's his pet frog. His pet frog becomes a really big one.
Yeah.
Because it's in his, like, scientific lab and it just starts drinking all the chemicals.
That's right. I don't think he dies. I think he still needs to be in the movie as, like, the old guy who's, denying everything.
He we see him when he's younger, when he's doing all the experiments, and then we see him later, and he's been taken over by the frogs.
Oh, he's been
brainwashed.
So he's denying everything that's going on, not because he's old and conservative now or whatever, but because the frogs have taken over, his pet frog took over his mind from a young age.
Yeah, he's like, worshipping them now. He's like, they're the next form of evolution.
And Paul Hogan is a human frog.
frog. Paul Hogan's a human frog. And then there's a scene where he sticks out his tongue and it goes
to a wall.
Yeah.
Oh, they go to like, they pull out a gun on him and he like tongues the gun back to him.
So fucking stupid.
It's like, oh All right. He's like a frog human hybrid now.
Okay, fuck yeah. This sounds great. It ends with a frog human being reborn.
Yeah.
It's like the ending of Prometheus.
Yeah. We've got to get a Prometheus situation.
Yeah. Okay, cool. So it's directed by the guy who did Tremors. We've got Paul Hogan, Crocodile Dundee as the grandpa, Jason Crockett. As the, because I think the photographer should be American.
Yeah.
That's kind of funny.
Course. Oh, absolutely.
The guy who Sam Elliott looked like in the movie was a guy called Jeremy Allen White, who's in a great TV show called The Bear. And I think he, like, he's not a huge name. So I think we could probably get him in like an Australian B-movie horror.
Oh, yeah, I see that. Yeah. He does look similar. Yeah.
He's great.
He'd be good. I could see him with a photography. He's like... Yeah. I've done a lot of nature photography. I'm going to visit Australia.
That's right.
A lot of, unique wildlife there, you know. So he hears about this, like, scientist, you know, and he's like, he contacts him. He's like, hey, man, I love what you're doing to get rid of these toads and all this sort of thing. And then he comes down to this, like, rural town and he, like, speaks with the townsfolk. And they're like, oh, don't talk to that old crazy man, you know. Mm-hmm. We haven't seen him in years, you know.
Yeah.
That sort of thing.
I like it. And then he goes and visits the family, falls in love with the daughter, obviously.
Yeah.
And the grandpa is half toad, so does that mean that she is as well? I guess she's...
No. Maybe. I think instead of the grandpa being like the grandpa of everyone else, he's just this crazy old scientist.
Right.
And he goes to this rural Australian town where he stays at like a hostel, right? Which is run by a local family business sort of thing. And that's where you get your family, your brother, your sister that seem a little too friendly. And you know, the wife that doesn't want to take care of the kids because she's a rich city girl came to live down here.
Fucking Jenny.
Yeah, Jenny.
Jenny.
She's a rich bitch.
Jenny should be played by Ruby Rose. Australian actor Ruby Rose should play Jenny. Man, I saw Ruby Rose in a play last year.
Oh, really?
Her first ever play. If you don't know who Ruby Rose is, she's a bad actor from Australia who ended up being in a bunch of like Fast and Furious movies. Anyway, there was a moment in the play where she's meant to be drunk and she's having this like crisis. She's like yelling and she's angry and she's upset and then she falls over. Everyone in the audience laughed at her. Ruby Rose is Jenny Crockett.
But yeah, she can definitely pull off the bad mum.
Yeah, bad mum vibes.
Rich bitch vibe, you know. I could see that. And yeah, she smokes cigars, you know, smokes cigarettes, you know. She doesn't want to deal with the kids. They're just running around causing muck.
For sure. Who do we want to play the love interest then? We need Australian actors.
Oh, absolutely.
We need Australian actors. Oh, Guy Sebastian should be in this.
He could be the brother.
Yeah, Guy Sebastian as Clint or Michael. What name do you prefer?
Clint.
Clint? It's Guy Sebastian. Who could be the love interest? Jessica Mowboy?
Hugh Jackman?
I don't know.
Hugh Jackman's beaten worse.
Who's in The Wheel of Time? The Australian actor from The Wheel of Time?
Oh.
Zoe Robbins is... Oh, no, she's from New Zealand. Technically counts, though.
I'll take a New Zealand actor. I think that's close enough. I think that's good. Yeah, she'll make a good love interest.
Zoe Roberts. So we got Jeremy Allen White as a photographer, Paul Hogan, a.k.a. Crocodile Dundee, is the bad guy. Zoe Robbins from The Wheel of Time is the love interest. Ruby Rose is a terrible mum, and Guy Sebastian is a random guy.
Yeah.
This is a true Australian frog movie.
Absolutely. And, like, slowly over time, towns members keep going missing. They hear strange, loud frog sounds.
Ribbit. Who does the soundtrack?
We all know frogs go la-di-da-di-da. La-di-da-di-da.
It's a good one.
La-di-da-di-da.
There were baby crocodiles in this movie, and they were incredibly cute.
Oh, yeah. In the real movie, not the movie we just made up.
It's true. Anyway, that's the whole bloody episode. I don't have anything else to say about frogs.
Yep.
We've gone for, like, almost an hour and 10 minutes. Just over an hour, 10 minutes recording. Yes. That's a lot of time for a movie of nothing.
Yes, that had, like, 15 minutes of content max.
That's right. Whew. Oh boy.
Well, that's a good film. I think the film we made was definitely better than the film they made.
I would actually watch a movie with Ruby Rose in it.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
You would?
No, I would actually watch
this. By the sounds of it, you wouldn't at all. Damn. All right. It's like the Amy Schumer of Australia. Like, what the... Goddamn.
Play Ruby Rose's less of a bad person than Amy Schumer.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Bad actor, but not a bad person.
Yeah, I mean, probably. She's friends with Vin Diesel. It's probably a bad person. Anyway,
when has Vin Diesel done anything wrong?
It's true.
On film to an interviewer.
What? What did he do?
Have you not seen that interview where before the interview he like hits on a girl like really heavily?
Oh, yeah. He did that?
Yeah, he was like really creepy. And I was like, ooh, he was like just slimy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway. I mean, he does look slimy though.
Yeah,
like,
no, he
looks like a slimy boy.
All right, a frog almost.
Oh, Vin Diesel's in Frog 2.
Yeah, he's in the sequel.
Yeah.
He can be the frog person.
He's the frog baby at the end of the movie.
Yeah, at the end of the movie, he can be the frog baby.
I'm putting him in. I'm putting him in the cast list.
He's the frog baby.
Frog baby, Vin Diesel. all right, that's fantastic. The entire episode. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Ollie Buddy Goody. We made content out of a movie that honestly we didn't think we could make content out of it when we finished the film. So
yeah, when we finished the film, yeah, before the film, I thought this film was going to be great for content. Turns out it was garbage.
It was pretty awful.
Don't see this film. It's really bad. It has nothing to do with frogs. It's really disappointing.
That's right.
I'm sad.
But you know what does have stuff to do with frogs? Our Spotify and iTunes reviews.
Whoa!
If you like the show, please review us on Apple Podcasts, on Spotify. Drop a comment on YouTube. Yeah. Helps get the show out in front of more people. If you like the show, the easiest way to help us out, if you want to help us out, if you want to be a frog lad,
then you better hop too.
Just tell a friend about the podcast. We very much appreciate it. If you've got a couple of spare coins hanging around though, patreon.com/oldiebuddygoody, you can get ad-free episodes. You can get early episodes and for a little bit extra bonus episodes. And Zach, we drop one bonus episode a month and there's one coming out on Wednesday. You better believe there's a bonus episode coming out on Wednesday on Friday the 13th, 8.
I can't believe it. And this time we're finally going to the greatest city on earth.
That's right.
Full of pizza rats and people walking here.
That's right. It's Jason in New York City, baby.
Fantastic.
And by Jason in New York City, I mean that was what was meant to happen and then the budget got cut, so it's mostly set on a boat. Patreon.com/oldiebuddygoodypod. Get those new bonus episode.
Sandra.
Yes.
But now we have to escape the frogs. We've got to run away. We've got to run away to a boat and then get stuck in a bog and have to fucking beat a snake with
a snake
paddle
to death.
And then we've got to choose a movie for next week.
Oh, I've got to pick next week's movie.
Yeah, you've got to pick next week's movie. Oh, technically it might be me picking it because you're a figment of my imagination.
It's true. Right? So any mistake that I might make is all on you.
No, I didn't mean it like that.
1973 and Zach... Straight off the bat, The Exorcist.
Oh,
straight off the bat,
that
the fucking Exorcist.
That would be pretty fun.
I saw The Exorcist for Halloween. I don't want to watch it again.
What about we didn't do Way of the Dragon? What about Enter the Dragon?
Oh, and another Bruce Lee movie.
That's another Bruce Lee. I believe it's his most popular film that he's ever produced.
Oh yeah, because he died before this one came out. I think his last film. Maybe I don't know.
Until AI gets advanced enough that we start, making dead actors do things. They're gonna do that at some point. It's gonna be bad.
We've got a George Lucas movie. Lucas movie called American Graffiti, which I've always wanted to watch. I think Harrison Ford's in it, Ron Howard's in it. It's like a coming of age kind of high school film. I've always wanted to watch this one. American Graffiti. You haven't? That's fair enough. What else is there?
The Holy Mountain.
Oh, no. That movie's got someone shitting on screen, Zach.
Oh, what?
That's a Spanish art house movie by Jodorowsky and someone.
I just thought The Holy Mountain, that sounds cool. What do you mean someone shits on screen?
There's an extended sequence of someone shitting in this movie, Zach.
Hey,
I have wanted to... I don't
think I ever want to watch this movie.
I just thought it was Greek related and that was funny because we did Hercules in New York.
No, it's an art house film, Zach. It's art house. How about The Wicker Man? Which we already did the Nicolas Cage remake of that on Patreon. How about the original?
Oh, hey, what about The Iceman Cometh?
Hey, I bet he does.
Didn't we do this one at some point?
I don't think so. Oh, but we did do a movie called Iceman.
Oh, that was just called Iceman. Hey.
That was a good movie, actually.
And Iceman, yeah, probably one of the better films we've watched.
That's a really good... Or we could do Westworld, the original Westworld movie, which is just Jurassic Park, but a Western thing. There's a lot of good movies, but a lot of these movies are too good, and also I've seen them before. Or they are The Holy Mountain, and even though it's probably great, I don't ever want to watch it.
Yeah.
So
no, far out. That was... I did not know that was...
Someone shits
hole.
On screens.
I didn't know. I was just like, oh, it's like Greek theme, The Holy Mountain. Oh, that sounds fun. No. Oh, God, why?
Oh, you know what I'm picking.
What are you picking, son?
I'm picking... We are in the 70s. Low budget movies are what I want to pick. I love low budget movies. I'm going to pick a low budget...
I did up until this film.
I'm going to pick another low budget eco horror film.
Oh no.
Except this one is not a cult classic. It's a genuine classic.
Oh,
I want to pick
a good film.
I want to pick Soylent Green.
Oh, Soylent Green.
Yeah, I want to pick Soylent. I've
Soylent
never seen
Green.
It. Never seen
oh,
it.
Really?
Always wanted to watch this one.
I can't remember if I've seen it or not. I'm pretty sure I saw it as a young, impressionable child.
Maybe.
And it's why even today I still eat people.
Yeah, I know the whole plot of this movie, but I've never seen it.
Yeah, yeah.
So
I mean, that's the trouble. This is the same thing I have with a lot of movies where there's like a big twist.
Mm.
It's like a lot of the classic ones.
Yep.
It's because they're pop culture icons, like Star Wars, for example. Like,
yeah.
Luke, I am your father.
Exactly.
Like,
everyone knows that.
Everyone knows that even before you've seen the film because they're such popular films. Like Soylent Green, everyone makes jokes about Soylent Green.
Everyone
being
knows
people,
the
right?
Yeah, everyone knows the twist. Spoilers.
So yeah,
but I've always wanted to watch it. And
oh, me too. Oh, that'd be fun.
And out of everything on this list, there's some good movies that came out in 73, but this is one that I've always wanted to watch. And yeah, you
look,
know what?
If the frogs can't eat people, then we might as well do it for them.
That's right. All right, next week we'll do Soylent Green. Not next week for us though. It's next week for the Kazakh. Are you sleepy? We've done 3 episodes in a row. Are you a bit tired? Would you like a break?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I'm in a coma, so I guess, I don't really need to sleep anymore.
Good, because we're going straight into 73. No. We're doing the podcast.
No. Why did I say that? Oh, my God.
Beep, boop, beep, boop.
Why isn't there breaks during the podcast? Why did I you off it? God damn it.
Let's go.